Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105 Radio.
Meanwhile, the leader of Cambridge City Council is one of 14 mayors and political leaders from across the country that want the Chancellor to prioritise clean air in a bid to save the NHS money. Labour's Lewis Herbert is part of the cross-party group that's written to Sajid Javid ahead of this week's autumn statement. Good morning, Lewis.
Good morning, Julian.
Good
welcome,
morning.
Welcome back to Cambridge Breakfast. I'm kind of figuring that the Chancellor's inbox might be overflowing right now. So what are you and your colleagues saying to try and get his attention?
Well, we actually met up with Michael Gove and Matt Hancock in London. And I have to say, in a building about 10 stories up that was surrounded in smog. So I think they got the point that there is a serious city air pollution problem. And yes, like others, we would have been preparing this for a November budget, but somehow the government's brought forward this financial statement to this Wednesday. So we're seeking an average of $50 million each for effectively a pilot for 15 cities, so that in the next year, 5 years, we can completely change the type of vehicles and assist us to be the radical leaders that bring clean air to British cities.
And one assumes that Cambridge would be one of those. There has been things before, hasn't there, I think, about, you know, ideas from government in order to reduce pollution in cities, but I don't know, they never seem to get off the drawing board.
Well, we've got to tackle it in stages, and there's already a feasibility study prepared a year ago by the City Council and the Greater Cambridge Partnership for a central city clean air zone. And the biggest contributors are, not surprisingly, congestion, but particularly we have concentrations where there's a large number of buses, coaches and taxis. So our plan is already to aim for 2021 for a major cut in pollution from buses and taxis. We're just spending about $600,000 on electric charging for taxis. We've got over 20 electric taxis already in town. But what we're saying to government is there is actually real saving in here. We are pouring a fortune unnecessarily into asthma, into premature deaths due to air pollution.
Looking at the graph, which I've got a copy of here, it's a pie chart. I always love a good pie chart. And it shows the proportion of, I guess, polluters coming into Cambridge. And there's two whopping great big chunks out of the pie. One is for diesel cars. We all know they're bad. But local buses is another one. So these are the buses then which Stagecoach and Whippet are running around, and we're trying to encourage people to catch, but at the same time they're giving us a whole load of pollutants.
Well, they've made some moves, but we need to work with them to radically up their fleet. So in another thread, we're looking with the Greater Cambridge Partnership towards about December, general election, other interruptions allowing, to come forward with proposals for a radical increase in the supply of funding for buses, and part of that would be a major conversion of the fleet. So I think Tower and Whippet have made some efforts. I think Stagecoach have done some, but their fleet often is now over 10 years old.
It's interesting. One of our listeners, Lawrence, when discovered that you were coming on, has asked a question of us, which is, why do we allow Stagecoach to move a bus fleet that fails London ULEZ requirements to Cambridge? Is that true?
Well, some of that definitely has happened, as Lauren says, but in turn, some of the dirty buses from Cambridge have moved to other cities as well. So it isn't just about sort of kicking Stagecoach in Cambridge. We have to get Stagecoach and other bus operators moving across the country. But it is true that in Sadiq Khan in London has done, without the funding that Sajid Javid needs to put into this, has been to kick first. And as a result, the bus operators have moved their dirty vehicles out of London.
This is a variation. I always remember the route on the trains from Norwich to Liverpool Street. Always used to get the worst and the oldest trains, even when electrification came along in the late 70s and 80s. We got all these horrible trains, which had been around since the 50s
and
60s. Well,
that's true, but first of all, we're saying, government, you put in the money and we'll make a major change, and we'll get clean air in 3 or 5 years rather than in 10 years. But even if government fails us, we've got a plan to bring forward measures, and there is a draft clean air zone covering the centre of the city. But it isn't just the centre. We've got problems around, ironically, around Addenbrooke's severe air pollution. We've got severe pollution around the Science Park, which is just a motorway ending in an employment site.
And how long might it be before we have to pay then to drive a car into Cambridge city centre?
Well, that is definitely part of the jigsaw. So I think the option of a congestion charge, stronger charging for workplace parking, as well as a major sort of £20 million plus investment in buses is part of it. So 2 or 3 different interventions will clean our air and give people the option not to travel by car.
And is that going to be all cars? I'm thinking particularly Fiat 500s here as to whether or not they will be charged as a smaller car.
Well, I don't think we're going to make an exception for those particularly. But I do think, again, there will be likely in cities an incentive for people to move up to Priuses and to ultra low emissions. I was in London recently, and yeah, we are now nearly run over by Priuses rather than other vehicles.
I do notice going around the city there does seem to be an increasing number of electric charging points at the side of the road, and you go along and you think, oh, that wasn't there before, and they are definitely increasing.
Yeah, so we will see a switch, but we are an unhealthy country. We pour a lot of the money, which is essential in the National Health Service, because of lifestyle and because of failures there. So let's have some money out of government for cities, because we don't have this problem generally in rural areas. We do have a significant air problem. We're not listed in the top 30 polluted cities, but we are one of those determined to clean our air.
You say there's a determination. We've had a go at the bus companies, so we might as well have a go at the taxis to even it up, because there is this consultation, which I think is coming out. And the suggestion is, previously you said, oh yes, we're going to make sure that new taxis are going to be electric and less polluting, and the taxi drivers say, oh no, we can't do that, and that date looks like it might be slipping a little bit.
Well, if it takes another year, it's still worth doing. I think the issue here is, Julian, there simply isn't the supply of electric vehicles that people say there is.
But I wonder
taxi companies are putting in orders and they're being told 3 to 5 years.
Right. One final point from another listener, actually. This is Sarah Harbour, and Sarah says, would be good if the City Council put out public information about what individuals could do, such as not sitting in vehicles idling the engines whilst waiting, pointing back to the climate emergency, which was declared in February.
Yeah, and we are working with representatives of Extinction Rebellion and others, and we will be doing that. If people look at Cambridge Matters, they will see
this is the little council magazine
the efforts
comes through
that we
my letterbox.
Do and media work that we do, and thank you for covering it. There's 5 ways we can sort it out: local transport, changing our food, switching from gas central heating, not going on air flights, and just working as companies. So I think it can be done. And will we see it in this week's emergency budget with an idea of a general election? Will we see a government looking long term?
Do you think it will? Do you know? Is there, you know, we see the Extinction Rebellion protests, which you reference of sorts there. Do you think that, you know, there is, shall we say, the public mood? You know, you talk about populist maybe items in a budget. Maybe clean air is finally something which is popular with the public.
I don't think they've got enough money to do all the things they could do, so they will just target things. If, for instance, they reduce the fuel duty at a time when fuel prices have been roughly static for ages, that will be a sign that they're giving the climate emergency a kick in the teeth.
Well, Lewis Herbert, thank you very much, as always, for coming in. We shall see what the Chancellor has to say when he delivers his statement a little later on this week. But thanks very much.
Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.